It's the last day of World Ag Expo. We're at the National Milk Producers Federation booth and the CWT booth as well. We're with Jim Tillis. And Jim, what are dairy farmers asking you when they come to your booth?
Well, a lot of them are asking, does CWT have enough money to be effective this year? The answer is, of course, that we do. However, one of the reasons we're here at the farm show is to try to get more people to sign up. Basically, there are no more good excuses that a farmer can give me as to why he's not in CWT or she's not in CWT, other than they want to be a free rider. And I don't think any farmer really likes to take and not give as well. I know dairy farmers from across the country, and they're people that take, that rather they give to the communities that they're in, they don't take. And CWT is all about farmers, and it's a community of farmers that are working together to try to keep milk prices at good levels. The other thing, of course, we're hearing here, Bill, is the whole feed situation, how costly feed is. And, you know, back in Washington, we're trying to educate the USDA and the congressman back there that $20 milk in 2008 is like $14 milk was in 2006 with the feed costs and so forth. So the other question, of course, we're getting is, when's the next herd retirement going to be? All I can tell you is that we're monitoring all the benchmarks. We look at very closely, and when the time is right, so we can maximize the return to producers with CWT dollars, we'll pull the trigger on it.
Somebody wanted more information where to turn to on something like this. They didn't get a chance to talk to you here at Expo. Where could they go?
Well, basically, we have a website, www.cwt.coop. It's got all the information regarding our programs on there, the financial status of the organization, and so forth. So we hope people use that website. Or they can call us at National Milk, 703-243-6111.
Our thanks to Jim Tillison here at World Ag Expo, the final day. This update brought to you by the National Milk Producers Federation.